主内的弟兄姐妹们朋友们，大家平安。今早读经是取自罗马书，罗马书第八章第二十八到第三十节。找着了请听我来念。第二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。读经到此。
我们谢谢汉荣执事带领我们读这段经文。我们这时候就请郭牧师来上台为我们传讲今早的信息。他所要讲的题目就是神所给予我们的保证。我们请丽美姐妹来翻译。
Very good morning, and I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
When we buy things, we all like guarantees.
那我们买东西的时候呢，都希望这个东西附有这个保证书。
The more expensive the item, the longer the guarantee we prefer.
那如果我们花越多的钱，或者说某样我们买的某样事物呢，非常昂贵的话，我们就希望那个保证期是更长的。
The people who sell us things know that we like guarantees.
那么那些卖我们东西的人呢，也知道我们喜欢这些东西呢，附上保证期。
And some of them even ask you, would you want to buy a longer guarantee?
那有的甚至会问我们说，你要不要再花一点钱购买长一点的这个保证期呢？
When I bought a computer for my son,
那当我买一台电脑给我的儿子的时候
，the guarantee was only 1 year.
那这台电脑的这个保证期只有一年。
They asked me whether I'd like to extend the guarantee by 4 years to 5 years.
那这个销售员就问我要不要把这个保证期延长到4到5年。
You pay about $100 or so, you get an extra 4 years of guarantee.
那你大概需要付额外的大约100块钱，你就能够把这个保证期呢延长4年。
So I thought it was a good deal.
那我就认为说这是一个非常好的交易。
So I extended the guarantee by another 4 years.
所以我就花了钱把这个保证期延长4年。
2 years later, after my son used the computer spoiled.
那么我儿子用了这台电脑2年后呢，这个电脑就宕机了，就坏了。
I thought the guarantee was over.
那我以为这个保证期已经结束了。
I've forgotten that I have extended warranty.
因为我忘记我花钱延长了这个保证期。
So I sent to somebody else to get it repaired.
那我就把这台电脑呢，就是送到另外一个地方呢去修理。
I forgot about the guarantee.
因为我已经忘了这个保证期还就是还是有的。
This morning we're going to study about the guarantee of God.
那么今天早上呢，我们要就是来我们今天的讲题呢是神所给予的保证。
You don't have to go and approach God because God will never forget His guarantee.
那么我们不需要去到神那里要求这个保证，因为神是永远不会忘记这个保证的。
It is not dependent upon your remembering of it before you can claim your rights.
并不是有赖于这个保证，并不是有赖于我们是否记得它。
In salvation, God has given to us certain guarantees.
那么在我们的救恩当中呢，神给予了我们一些保证。
We need this guarantee.
那我们也需要这些保证。
Because after salvation, God did not bring us to heaven.
因为当我们被救赎之后呢，神并没有马上将我们带到天堂去。
God says, I want a few of my children to remain on earth in this dangerous world.
神说呢，我要让一些我的这个儿女呢，继续的留在这危险的这个 世界上。
They will have to suffer for Christ.
而这些儿女呢，他们必须为基督而受到蒙受一些苦难。
They will be attacked by Satan.
他们会被撒旦所攻击。
Their doctrines will come under attack.
他们的所持有的教义呢，也会受到攻击。
Their minds will come under attack.
他们的心思意念也会受到攻击。
Their body will come under attack.
甚至是他们的身躯也会受到攻击。
There is no area in their lives on earth will now not come under attack by Satan.
他们在世的一生呢，他们在世的生命呢，都会的方方面面都会受到这个撒旦的攻击。
Your salvation, my salvation will come under attack.
我的救恩，你的救恩都会受到撒旦的攻击。
And so God will give us certain guarantees.
所以神呢，就会给予我们一些保证。
When we buy a computer, for example, I want to have a guarantee that my computer works.
那比如说我如果我们买一台电脑的话呢，我就需要这样的一个保证，说我这一台电脑呢是可以用的。
When God gave us His guarantee, He says, "Your salvation is saved and secure."
那么当神给予我们这个保证的时候呢，他是告诉我们说，我们的救恩呢是确实的。
The Apostle Paul spent the entire chapter 8 of Romans to make sure.That we are very, very sure of our salvation first.
那使徒保罗在写罗马书的时候，他把第八章呢就告诉他就花了一整章的这个篇幅呢，告诉我们说我们的救恩是非常确实的。
So if you are truly born again in Christ, this guarantee of God is yours.
那如果你真正的在主耶稣里面已经得着救赎的话呢，那么你这个保证呢就是属于你的了。
If you are not a Christian, this guarantee is not yours.
但是如果你不是基督徒的话，神所给予的保证就不属于你了。
So what exactly is this guarantee?
那么这个保证，神所给予的保证到底是什么呢？
Verse 28 tells us this guarantee is the present.
那么第二十八节告诉我们说，这个保证呢，就是当下。
We need this guarantee in the present.
也就是说，我们当下就必须有这样的一个保证。
Verse 29 is a guarantee concerning the past.
那么二十九节告诉我们的呢，是过去的一个保证。
Verse 30 is a guarantee concerning the future.
那么第三十节告诉我们的是我们未来的保证。
So we have the guarantee of God made up of three parts.
所以我们就知道呢，神所给予的保证呢，有包含了三个部分。
In the present,
就是当下的保证。
In the past,
过去的保证。
And in the future,
和未来的保证。
Now we need all of them.
那我们需要这所有的三个部分。
In order that we may be a godly witness for Christ.
好叫我们能够成为神敬虔的见证人。
In order that Satan will not succeed.In taking away my witness for Christ,
好叫撒旦呢，没有办法呢，从我们的身上，就是夺走我们为主所做的见证。
And so verse 28 describes the present.
所以二十八节呢，它形容的呢，就是我们当下的保证。
We know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
二十八节说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
So it is not to everybody, but only to them that love God.
所以我们知道呢，这一点呢，万事都互相效力，不是说的不是每一个人，而是那些爱神的人。
Who are those who love God?
那所谓爱神的人是谁呢？
Only Christians love God.
只有基督徒会爱神。
Because Christians have been given God's love.
因为只有基督徒呢，神赐给了他们神的爱。
This is taught in Romans 5, verse 5.
那么这在罗马书第五章第五节就这样教导我们了。
And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
罗马书第五章第五节说，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
So every Christian has been given this love of God.
所以每一个基督徒呢，神都赐给了他的爱。
The moment you become a Christian, you have this love.
那当你一旦成为基督徒之际呢，你就拥有了这个爱。
You don't have to ask for it.
你不需要问神要这个爱。
It is given to us at the same time when God gives us the Holy Spirit.
当神赐给我们圣灵的时候呢，他就赐给了我们这个爱。
Now with this love in our hearts, God wants us to know that everything that happens to us on this earth will work together for good.
那当我们拥有了这个爱的时候呢，神要我们知道呢，我们在这世上呢，万事都互相效力。
All things means all things.
那么万事呢，顾名思义就是所有的事情。
And this includes cancer.
也包括癌症。
This includes loss of jobs.
也包括失去了我们的工作。
Loss of freedom.
失去了自由。
Including loss of life.
甚至是失去了生命。
Everything on this earth that happens in the life of a Christian will work out for good.
那么一个基督徒有生之年所发生的所有的事情呢，都要互相效力。
For our good.
是为了我们的益处。
We can become stronger in our faith.
好叫我们的信心能够得到坚固。
Whereby our trust in God may be deepened.
好叫我们对神的信靠呢，可以更加深刻。
It is also for the goodness of God.
也是为了神的益处。
It is for God's glory.
因为那要归荣耀给神。
That we continue to trust in Him even in the face of the most painful trial, the love of God, the grace of God will be seen in our lives.
因为在我们最痛苦的试炼当中呢，只要我们能够持守我们的见证的话，那么神的爱、神的恩典呢，就可以从我们的身上彰显出来了。
Is that not what you want to do with your life?
这难道不是你愿意一生去行的事吗？
To bring glory to God.
也就是归荣耀给神吗？
So when our faith and our trust in God is deepened, the glory of God in us will also be clearly seen.
那么当我们的信心，我们非常信靠神的话呢，我们的信心进一步坚固的话呢，那么神的荣耀就会在我们身上彰显出来了。
And these same Christians who loves God, the Bible says to them who are the called according to His purpose.
那么这个爱神的基督徒呢，圣经在八章二十八节告诉我们说，他们这个基督徒呢，就是按他旨意被召的人。
We are placed here on earth according to God's purpose.
我们之所以会在这个世上呢，是按着神的旨意。
God has called me.To remain on earth to do a particular purpose.
那么神召我呢，继续留在这个世界上呢，来履行他要我们履行的这个任务。
Some of us are called to remain on earth to be a school teacher.
那么有的人呢，他们被召继续在这个世界上呢，当一名老师。
Some to be a housewife.
那有的人呢，是要当一个家庭主妇。
Some to be taxi drivers.
那有的人呢，是要开计程车。
Engineers.
有的是工程师。
In the church, you may serve according to different callings.
那么在教会里面呢，你的侍奉呢也是按着神的呼召而定的。
As an usher, as a pianist, as an organist.
比如说招待员或者是司琴。
You have to know what your life is on this earth for.
那你必须知道你这一生呢是为何是存在的意义是什么。
There is a God-given purpose.
因为神必赐给我们活着的意义。
And God gives us this guarantee that whatever happens to you in your life as a child of God, it will be good for you.
而且神保证我向我们保证说凡是在我们生命中所发生的事呢，都要互相效力，叫我们得益处。
It will work together according to God's purpose in your life.
而万事呢，都要按着神的旨意呢，互相效力，使我们得益处。
While we are going through certain trials, it's painful, it's not enjoyable.
当我们经历某些试炼的时候呢，或许非常痛苦。
We may even weep and cry.
我们甚至会哭泣。
But that does not mean that it will not work out together with God's grace for our good.
但是那并不表示说神的恩典不与我们同在。
Paul was in prison in the last days of his life.
那么使徒保罗呢，他的生命终结之前临终前呢，他是被下到这个监狱去的。
According to the epistles he wrote to Timothy and Titus, he wanted to have fellowship with them.
那么根据他所写给提摩太和提多的书信呢，保罗呢十分的希望就是和这个弟兄呢能够交通团契的。
He longed to be with them.
他非常希望和他们同在。
But he also knew that his time on earth was also soon to be over.
但他也知道他所剩的日子已经不多了。
So just because you know that it will work out together for good during difficult times, does not mean that you behave like a robot, that you do not feel anything.
所以我们看到呢，万事都互相效力，甚至是在非常艰难的时候，万事都会互相效力。但这并不表示说我们是没有感情的，并不表示说我们在那个时候呢是像机器人一样。
For example, if you are suffering from cancer,
比如说如果你患上了癌症
，The doctor says you have so many months to live.
医生说你剩余的寿命可能只有几个月了。
You know that you have not done anything wrong because of sin.
那你也知道你没有犯下什么罪。
You know that God's witness for you during the last few moments of your life on earth will be through this suffering called cancer.
那你也知道说你要通过这个癌症来为神受苦，来为他做见证。
It can be very painful.
那么癌症是可以非常痛苦的。
The treatment can be very, very difficult.
那么这个疗程呢，可以是非常困难的。
And you know that very soon you're going to leave your loved ones behind.
那你也知道，很快的你就要离开你的家人。
There will be a lot of emotions and pain going through all your bodies.
那你的心里，你的身心呢，都会经历起伏不定的这种情绪。
And also in your mind.
甚至是你的心思也是如此。
And yet at the same time you know.That whatever God is working out through your life, including this cancer, it will turn out for your good.
可是同时呢，你知道呢，神在你生命中所行的、所动的这些功呢，是要叫你得益处。
Including to those who also love the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一切呢，也就包括那些爱神的人。
Because when they look at your life.
就是那些其他的弟兄姐妹，当他们看到你的生命的时候
，They see Christ by your witness of peace in your heart.
他们看到你为基督所做的见证，他们看到你心里的平安
，And they are encouraged.
他们也因此受到激励。
This is the guarantee of God in the present when we are on this earth.
那么这就是我们还活在世界上的时候呢，神赐给我们的当下的这个保证。
But God also wants to assure us concerning our past.
那么神也要让我们确信呢我们的过去呢也得到了保证。
So he gave us a revelation concerning the past.
那么他在29节也告诉了我们过去的这个保证。
Look at what God says in verse 29.
29节神如此说。
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样。
The word foreknow means God had known about us way, way before we began to exist.
那么这里预先所知道，意思就是说，当我们就是诞生在这个世界之前呢，神在很久很久以前就认识我们了。
God wants us to know that not only do I know.Of your existence from the time you become a Christian, but I know about you long before you begin to exist in your mother's womb.
神在这一节呢，要告诉我们的是，当我们成为基督徒的时候，神认识了我们。但实际上，在我们还在这个母胎里面的时候呢，神早早就认识我们了。
God wants us to know that He knew about our birthday.
神要告诉我们的是，他知道我们几时出世。
He knew about our birthplace.
他也知道我们在哪里出世。
He knew which century and which country you're going to be born in.
他甚至知道我们会在哪一个国家出世。
He knew about our parents, our brothers, our sisters.
他也知道我们的兄弟姐妹，我们的父母。
He knew about everything.
他知道我们的一切。
Why did God want us to know this?
那神为什么要我们知道这一点呢
？Because some of us may have a very difficult and painful past.
因为我们当中有的人呢，我们的过去是非常非常困难、非常困苦的。
And you and I cannot forget our painful past.
使我们没有办法忘记那痛苦的过去。
And sometimes our painful past can cause us to become very bitter and angry.
那我们的这个痛苦的过去可能会使我们现在呢有一个非常就是怨恨的一种心情。
I was not a Christian when my dad passed away.
那么当我父亲去世的时候呢，我还没有信主。
I was about 17 years old.
我当时大约是17岁。
Before my dad passed away, my uncles and aunties promised my dad that they would look after us and my mom after he's gone.
那么在我的父亲临终前呢，我的叔叔和我的姑姑呢，他们向我的这个父亲保证说，他离开后呢，他们会照顾我们弟兄姐妹。
There were nine of us in the family.
那我的一家人呢，有九口。
I was number four.
那我排行第四。
So I have three older siblings.
那所以我有三个哥哥和姐姐。
I have five younger siblings.
有五个妹妹和弟弟。
And my youngest brother was about 9-8 years old.
那么当时我最小的弟弟呢，只有八九岁。
And a few months after my dad passed away, we were left without a home.
那我父亲去世后的几个月呢，我们就没有房子住了。
We have to move from rented places one to the other.
那我们就必须租房子来住，而且是必须不断的搬家。
My mom did not work.
那我的母亲呢，没有工作。
We have to live on my mom's and my dad's savings.
我们必须靠父母之前的积蓄来过活。
So it was very difficult for my mom.
所以那段日子呢，对我的母亲来说是非常艰苦的。
And I was very angry with my uncles and aunties.
那当时候呢，我就非常生气，因为我的就非常生我叔叔和这个姑姑的气。
They broke their promise.
因为他们没有履行他们对我父亲许下的诺言。
They hurt my mom.
他们伤害了我的母亲。
So after I became a Christian,
可是当我成为基督徒后，
this anger is still inside.
这股气呢，仍然在我的心里。
I became a Christian when I was about 22 or 23 years old, when I was in the university.
那我是在大学大概22、23岁的时候呢，信主的。
So I carried this bitterness and anger from 17 to about 23, about 6 years.
所以我心里有这股怨气呢，大概有六七年了。
It did not just simply disappear when I became a Christian.
这股怨气并没有在我成为基督徒后呢就自动消失。
When I see them during Chinese New Year once a year, I avoid them.
那么当每一年的这个农历新年呢，一年一次，当我看到我这些亲戚的时候呢，我就会避开他们。
I don't want to have anything to do with them.
我不想有跟他们有任何的瓜葛。
And then when you study the scriptures, things begin to change.
但是当我读圣经的时候呢，事情有了转变。
You see the hand of God in your life, even such painful, bitter times.
那即使在这种非常痛苦的这个时期呢，有这股非常这股怨气在我的心里呢，我却能够看到神的手呢，慢慢的在我的心里动工。
You begin to understand that God was the one who allowed your father to die when you were 17 years old.
我开始发现呢，是神的旨意让我的父亲在我17岁时离开。
God was the one who allowed my uncles and aunties to push us out of the house and we have to move from rented premises to rented premises.
那我也开始发现呢，是神的旨意呢，让我的这个亲戚呢没有履行他们的诺言，把我们就是赶出家门，使我们必须不断的搬家。
So when I began to see the hand of God in my life from the day I was born, the bitterness begins to disappear.
当我看到神的双手呢，从我一开始出世就开始在我的生命里面动工的时候呢，这股怨气呢就慢慢消失了。
It's the same as what Joseph said to his brothers who sold him as a slave.
正如约瑟呢，对他的这个弟兄所说的话，他的弟兄把他卖到了埃及。
Joseph said to his brothers, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good."
那么，约瑟告诉他的弟兄说，你们将我卖掉是出自恶意，但是这一切是出自神的善意。
I know that if my life had not been the way that it was, I would not go into the full-time ministry.
因为我知道，如果我没有经历这一切的这个患难呢，我就不会全职侍奉神。
Because my dad was a multi-millionaire.
因为当时我的父亲去世之前呢，他是一个百万富翁。
And I don't think I want to go into full-time ministry if I'm a multi-millionaire myself.
那如果我也是个百万富翁，继承了他的家产的话，我就不可能会全职侍奉神。
But God has His plan and His purpose.
但是神呢，有他的旨意，有他的计划。
He knows what is best.
他知道什么是最好的。
God knew about my life. He had been ordering my life even before I knew Him.
那么神知道我的一生，甚至在我认识他之前呢，他已经在我的生命里面动工了。
Because he knew me way before I begin to exist, he also predestinated me.
所以他在我存在之前呢，就认识我，知道我。不仅如此，他更是预先定下了我。
My beginning was known and ordered by God.
那我的开始呢，我的起初呢，是神所知道的，也是神所按着他的旨意所行的。
Up to which part of my life will God control and order?
那么到我的生命的哪一个部分，神会开始掌控我的生命呢？
And so God says it is from the beginning right up to the end.
神告诉我说，是从我的起初到我的最终。
And so we have the word predestination.
所以这里呢，就有所谓的预先定下。
That means my final destination, God already predetermined.
也就是说，我的最终呢，我的终点呢，神预先都已经定下了。
And what will I become at the end of my life?
那我最终会是怎样的一种景况呢？
I will be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, God's Son.
二十九节告诉我们说，我们会效法儿子的模样。
That means God will transform me.My old image, which was one of selfishness, which was once of sin, will now be completely replaced by the image of God's Son.
也就是说呢，我本来是充满罪性的，我本来是非常自私的，但是神预先定下了要我成为就是改变我，好叫我能够有他儿子的模样。
The Bible used another phrase to describe it, the fruit of the Spirit.
神呢，也在圣经中用另外一个方法来形容这一点，也就是圣灵的果子。
Learn to love correctly.
我们要学习如何的去爱。
Learn to be patient.
要学习如何有耐心。
Learn to have long suffering.
要学习容忍。
Learn to forgive.
要学习宽恕。
Learn to genuinely care for people's life.
要真诚的去关心别人。
What Jesus Christ is, I will become one day.
那基督是怎样的一种模样呢？有一天我也要成为这样的模样。
The Bible also calls it glorification.
那么圣经也将此呢形容为就是得着荣耀。
This is the future.
这是未来的。
It's found in the last word in verse 30.
也就是三十节的最后的部分。
So God tells us about our beginning, where our beginning, God already tells us.From the very beginning, I already controlled and determined your destiny.
那么神在二十九节就告诉我们说，我们的起初，我们甚至还没有存在的时候呢，神已经认识了我们，甚至呢是定下了我们的未来。
All of us will become like Jesus Christ.
我们所有的人呢，有一天都会效法他儿子的模样。
Not in terms of the face,
并不是说我们长得跟他一模一样。
But in terms of our character,
而是我们的个性会更像我们的。主耶稣
In terms of our thinking,
我们的心思意念也会更像他
In terms of our motivation,
甚至我们的动机也会更像他
You think like Christ,
你的心思会如同基督一样
I think like Christ,
我的心思也会如同基督一样
How is that possible?
你说怎么可能呢
You study the Bible, you obey the Bible.
你要读圣经，你要顺服圣经
I study the same Bible, I also obey the same Bible.
那我也读同样的圣经，我也顺服同样的圣经
That's how we all think like Christ.
这样我们的心思就能如同基督一样了
So that we all have the mind of Christ.
那我们就能够拥有基督的心思了
You are constrained by the love of Christ, I'm also constrained by the love of Christ.
那你会得到基督爱的激励，我也会受到基督爱的激励
So we also will speak the words of Christ.
那我们也会就是传扬他的话语
And we will do the things of Christ.
那我们也会行基督要我们行的事
Because the Bible says that we may all be, that Christ will be the firstborn among many brethren. That's all of us.
因为第二十九节后半部说，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。这个弟兄呢，也就是我们所有的人。
Firstborn means we are all patterned after him.
那么，基督呢是长子，也就是说，我们所有接下来的人呢，都是要按着他的模样来效法的。
God's design for your life and for my life way, way before we begin to exist.
那在我们的存在之前呢，神对我们的生命呢，已经有了一套的计划。
So our present is directly dependent upon our past.
所以我们的当下呢是就是有赖于我们的过去的。
So the guarantee that God gives us in the present is directly related based upon God's guarantee concerning the past. I already know all of you.
那么我们当下所得到的来自神的这个保证呢，是有赖于我们神所赐给我们过去的保证的，也就是他告诉我们说，我很早以前就认识你了。
And this guarantee continues all the way into the future, into eternity.
而这个保证呢，会继续下去，直到未来。
This is found in verse 30.
这可以在三十节看到。
Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called.
这一节说，预先所定下的人又召他们来。
And so when you are on earth, at one point in your life,God called you and saved you.
所以在你的生命当中呢，有就是到了一个定时呢，神就会呼召你。
We call it the testimony of your salvation.
而这个呼召呢，就是你救恩的见证了。
God called us into salvation grace. Some of us younger, some of us older.
那么神在不同的阶段呢来拯救我们，有的人呢是在非常年轻的时候就被救赎的，有的人呢是在比较年长的时候才被救赎。
But you have to be called.
但是我们必须被召。
You have to make sure that you are saved.
我们必须确保自己已经得救。
So if you are here this morning,
所以今天如果你来到圣所当中，
somebody were to ask you, are you a Christian?
那如果有人问你，你是不是基督徒呢？
Then you can share with that person your experience.
那你就可以用你的经跟他分享你的经历。
So what you are sharing is how God called you into salvation grace.
分享神如何呼召你进入他的救恩里。
If you are sitting there, you are still not a Christian.
那如果你在我们当中，但是你还没有信主。
Then God is calling you now to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and as Savior.
那么现在主就要呼召你接受他作为你的救主了。
He knew about you.
他认识你。
He has predestinated you.
他也预先拣选了你。
And now he's calling you.
他现在要呼召你。
Don't ignore his call.
所以我们不可以忽略他的呼召。
Don't harden your heart.
也不要硬下心肠。
We all understand.
我们所有的人都明白。
We all have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and it is the best and the most wonderful life.
我们知道呢，接受主耶稣基督成为我们的个人的救主呢，是我们一生中所能做的最好的事了。
To know that all my sins are forgiven.
因为我们知道我们所有的罪都被赦免了。
To know that the old self-centered sinful man is no more, and now I have the image of Christ.
我们也知道我们过去自私自利的这个罪性呢，已经不存在了，我们现在有的是神的模样。
And even as we study more and more of the Bible today, we are beginning to think more and more like Christ already.
那当我们不断的来研读圣经之后呢，我们的心思意念呢也会越来越像基督。
Do not reject the love of God in Christ.
所以不要拒绝在神里面基督的爱。
Because what awaits you in that rejection is hell itself.
因为如果你拒绝他的爱的话，那你就是会下到地狱去了。
You do not want to end up in hell because of your sin.
你不要没有人希望因为自己的罪而下到地狱去。
Because that is where God the judge will have to send you.
因为作为审判官的神呢，必须把罪人呢下到监狱去。
He is a holy God.
因为他是圣洁的神。
He has to send you to hell if you were to die in your sin because he is holy.
因为他是圣洁的，所以如果你死在罪里的话呢，你就必下地狱。
But he's also a loving God.
但是他也是充满爱的神。
He loved you so much that he sent his only begotten Son Jesus Christ to die for you.
他如此爱你，甚至将他的独生子主耶稣基督为了你差遣下来为你的罪而死。
That means Jesus Christ took the punishment for all your sins.
好叫基督能够担当我们所有的罪。
Don't reject God's love by rejecting Christ.
不要拒绝神的爱，也不要拒绝基督。
If you do not want Jesus Christ to die for your sins, then you have to die for your own sin.
那如果你不愿意基督为你的罪而死的话，你就必须为你自己的罪而死。
All you need to do is to cry to God and ask Him, I want Jesus Christ to die on the cross for my sin.
你其实所需要做的仅仅就是向神呼求，要求说你告诉他说，你愿意让基督为你的罪而死。
God will accept the prayer of yours.
那么神就会接受你的祷告。
Because God has already accepted what Jesus Christ has done for you.
因为神已经接受了主耶稣基督为我们所做的工。
God did so by raising Jesus Christ from the dead.
通过将主耶稣基督从死里复活。
That means you have no need to die anymore.
也就是说我们不需要再死了。
Because Jesus Christ has paid everything for all your sins.
因为主耶稣基督呢，已经为了你的罪呢，付上了所有的赎价。
All you need to do is to reach out and accept this.
你所需要做的就是去接受它。
God has given to you His guarantee.
因为神已经给予了我们这样的保证。
That what Jesus Christ has done for you is enough.
他向我们保证说，主耶稣基督为我们所做的呢，已经足够。
That's why the Bible says, a person who is called who believe in Jesus Christ, he is also justified.
所以罗马书第八章二三十节的中间部分说所召来的人又称他们为义。
That means he is now called righteous before God.
因为信了基督的人呢现在在神的面前呢就是义人了。
God will look at his life as if he has never sinned before.
神看待他呢就如同他从未犯罪一样。
It's as if he will never sin again. It is true.
看待他呢，如同他不会再犯罪一样。
Otherwise, God will take away your righteousness every time you sin. God will never do that.
否则呢，我们一旦犯罪呢，神就会把我们的这个义呢取走。但是这并不是神的这个旨意。
You mean every Christian right now on this earth, you're already justified before God? The answer is yes.
那你或许会问说，我们所有的基督徒，现在还在世上的基督徒，都已经被称为义了吗？答案是对的。
We are not coming to church.To buy salvation.
我们来到教会并不是来买赎我们的救恩。
We are not giving our offering to buy salvation.
我们奉献呢并不是要来买赎救恩。
We are not keeping the Lord's Supper to earn salvation.
我们来守圣餐呢并不是为了得着救恩。
We do all these things as an expression that we are already saved in Christ.
我们所做的这一切呢，是要显示呢，我们已经在主耶稣基督里得救了。
We come to worship because we love Jesus Christ.
我们来敬拜神，因为我们爱主耶稣基督。
We give of our tithe and offering because we love Jesus Christ.
我们奉献，因为我们爱主耶稣。
We keep the Lord's Supper because God has commanded us to do so in obedience to Him.
那么我们守圣餐呢，是因为这是神的诫命，要我们顺服他的话语。
And then ultimately.God says we will be glorified.
而最终呢，神在三十节的后半部告诉我们说，我们会得荣耀。
That the whole world will see us as God's children.
那整个世界呢，看待我们呢，就是看到了神的儿女。
Right now, only each and every one of us we know in our heart that we are God's children.
那么今天只有我们做基督徒的知道我们彼此是神的儿女。
Externally, we look the same.
我们的外表呢，跟其他人长得是一样的。
But internally, we know that we are already God's children.
但是我们的内在呢，我们都知道我们是神的儿女了。
Glorification means that God will give us an external body that will be seen that we are God's children.
那么当我们得荣耀的时候呢，神就会赐给我们一个荣耀的躯体，好叫其他的人呢看到我们呢，也可以看到这个不同。
It will be a glorious body.
这个身体呢是得荣耀的身体。
When you look at the glorified body, it will have the glory that belongs to God.
那么当世人呢看到我们荣耀的身体的时候呢，他们就会看到神的荣耀。
It is a powerful body.
这个荣耀的身体呢是一个非常有大能的身体。
It will never die, never grow old.
因为这个身体是不会老去，也不会死去的。
It doesn't need to sleep.
It
never gets tired.
这个荣耀的身体呢是不会感到疲累，也不会。不需要睡眠的。
It is a spiritual body.
这个荣耀的身体呢，就是一个属灵的身体。
100% alive to the spiritual realm.
这个荣耀的身体呢，是100%呢，是属于这个灵属灵的身体的。
This is a mortal body.
那我们现在的身体呢，是属世的身体。
Whereby sometimes we forget that we are spiritual people.
因为我们这属世的身体呢，有时我们会忘记我们是属灵的人。
In the glorified body, you will never forget.
但是当我们得着这荣耀的身体、属灵的身体的时候呢，我们就不会忘记这点。
Spiritual body does not mean that you cannot feel it or touch it.
那么所谓属灵的身体呢，并不表示说你没有办法触碰它。
Jesus tells us that it is a spiritual body, but it is made up of flesh and bone.
主耶稣基督告诉我们，这属灵的身体呢，是用 血肉所造的。
There is no need for blood going through it.
哦，对不起，是用骨肉所造的，而没有血，因为这属灵的身体是不需要血的。
This is the glorified body that all believers will receive.
那所有的基督徒呢，都会领受这荣耀的身体。
This is guaranteed by God.
那这就是神所给予我们的保证。
Nothing on earth can stop this from happening.
不管这世上发生什么事呢，都不能够夺去神给我们的这个保证。
You can forget it, but the guarantee from God will still become a reality in your life.
你或许有一天你会忘记着神的保证，但是神的保证绝对会继续的履行的。
I forgot to bring my son's computer to the shop, and so the guarantee doesn't work.
那我因为忘记我儿子的这个电脑还有这个保证期，所以这个保证期就失效了。
This guarantee from God depends on God's faithfulness, not mine.
但是神所给予我们的保证呢，是以神的信实做根据的，为根据的。
If God does not keep this word, God Himself will cease to be God.
那如果神不履行他的诺言的话呢，他就不再是神了。
God put Himself on the line for you and for me.
所以神为了你我呢，他必定会遵守他的诺言。
So how should we respond then to God's guarantee?
那我们的对于神所给予我们的保证，应该做出怎样的回应呢？
Your future is guaranteed.
我们知道我们的未来已经得到了保证。
Your past had also been guaranteed.
那我们的过去也得到了神的保证。
There had been no mistake in your past.
那你的过去呢？所发生的一些事情呢，都没有错误的。
Don't carry the burden of bitterness in your soul.
所以我们的心里面呢，不要有任何的怨气。
And the guarantee is also in the present.
那我神所给予我们的保证呢，也是当下的保证。
So whatever you're going through right now, trust in God. It will be for your good.
那不管我们现在经历什么事情呢，我们都要信靠神，因为那是要我们得益处的。
It may be painful, it may be difficult.
或许是非常困难，或许是非常痛苦的。
Paul did not enjoy prison life.
比如使徒保罗，他并没有享受他在监狱里面的生活。
But it was God's will for him to be in prison.
但是神是神的旨意，要他在监牢里。
And he knew that it will be for his good.
那使徒保罗也知道，在监牢里是神的旨意，也是为了他的益处。
And it was.
的确是为了他的益处。
Many Christians who knew and saw the courage of Paul, they also became very courageous when they also faced persecution.
那么当其他的基督徒看到使徒保罗的这个勇气的时候呢，他们也因此受到了激励。那当他们被逼迫的时候呢，他们也有这个勇气去面对。
When you go through your life,of struggling against cancer or whatever struggle, people around you will also be strengthened and be encouraged when it is their time, their turn to go through the same thing as you are going through.
那么当你经历癌症或者其他的困难的时候呢，当你挣扎的时候，如果你有勇气来自神的勇气去面对的话呢，那么当你的周边的人呢看到你的这股勇气的话他们也会有这个坚定的这个力量去面对他们的问题。
Be strong in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要在主耶稣基督里面坚强。
Be holy for Jesus' sake.
我们也要为这基督的缘故保持圣洁。
Remember God's guarantee.
我们要记得神所给予的保证。
Your past,
你的过去，
your present, your future.
你的当下，你的未来。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有恩典、慈爱的天父。
We thank thee, O Lord, for your great love for all of us.
我们要为着你赐给我们的大爱来感谢你。
For you have revealed to us that you know about our past.
因为你叫我们知道你认识我们在我认识我们的过去。
You revealed to us that you continue to protect us in our present.
你也让我们知道在我们的当下呢，你会保护我们。
You have also guaranteed us concerning our future.
你也向我们保证呢，我们的未来在你的手中。
We thank you, Father, for such a wonderful salvation that we have in our Savior.
我们感谢你，因为在主耶稣基督里呢，我们有这么美好的、奇妙的这个救恩。
Fill our hearts with a deeper sense of thanksgiving and gratitude.
求主帮助我们要心里要充满感恩。
May we continue to serve Him to the day of our death.
要我们一生一世呢，直到终了呢，都要来侍奉你。
And may we live a life of holiness that others may see Christ in us.
求你帮助我们过一个圣洁的生命，好叫我们周边的人能够在我们的生命里面看到基督。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主原谅我们一切的罪。
Forgive us, O Lord, for hurting people.
求主原谅我们，因为有时候我们伤害了别人。
May my life bring blessing to many.
求主帮助我们，使我们的生命能够为别人带来福气。
And may my life bring glory to Thy holy name.
也要求你帮助我们，我们的生命能够归荣耀给你的圣名。
In Jesus' name, we give thanks and pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。阿门。